In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet, it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of the Providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, solarians, waterians, or pranarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largess as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part one of our three-part program, Eliton Ben Israel, Challenges in Transitioning to Breatharianism, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Eliton Ben Israel, a breatharian living in Columbus, Ohio, USA, hasn't consumed food for over 10 years. On today's show, Eliton talks in depth about the process he went through to become independent of food.
So Eliton, you mentioned before when you started off becoming a breatharian, with day one, there was a few struggles and how it went on with the physical and the emotional. If you could share with us a little bit what that was like starting out to become a breatharian.
Well, the transition to becoming a breatharian is one of the most powerful things I know on manifesting the power of what life force energy could do to the physical body and to your whole physical being. Day one of going into this transition was a real trying day for the simple fact the body is, of course, is going to get weak. You feel aches and pains here, but they don't last long. However, your overwhelming mind about going into this initiation overrides the pain, so you just want to see the full outcome, and you just keep looking down the road. Going into the second day, your emotional body plays a lot with you. it comes up and say, well, just go ahead and have something. This pain is getting kind of tough. You know, are we making a mistake going the wrong way? But, of course, you still want to see the outcome. The pains is a lot more critical now in a physical body. But just stick with it and let the transition take place, and the pains will soon work their way out.
How did you do that, or how did you deal with that?
Well, basically, that's why I tell people going into this transition, at least try to get a schedule where you can start off not doing nothing. You don't have to run here or run there. Of course, when I went into the breatharian transition, I still had to go to work and still take care of daily duties and stuff like that. But the first 3 days or the first week, if you can get it to where you don't have to do nothing at all, that would be the best way to go into the transition. So when these pains come up in the body, if you just let the pains work their way out, because the body's intelligent enough on how to get rid of toxicity. It's not going to get rid of too much where it's going to kill you, and it knows how to move it, you know, traditionally out of the body. It knows what it's doing. So going into the third day of the transition, after you make it through the third day, the hunger pains will cease. You will feel those hunger pains, the stomach growling and stuff like that. But about the third day, the hunger pains will stop altogether. And once you get to that point, you know right there it's not a physical thing. It's mental and emotional you're dealing with now.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Between Master and Disciples, we'll return in just a moment. Welcome back to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Let's continue with our feature, Eliatam Ben Israel, Challenges in Transitioning to Breatharianism. Prior to becoming food-free, Eliatam was already a vegan, meaning consuming food that is completely animal-free. He also had some experiences with fasting. This knowledge and preparation became useful during the transitioning process. As the process became more difficult, Eliatam had to seek out ways to help him persevere with his goal to dispense with food entirely and live only on the cosmic energy.
About the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, then I was saying, uh-oh, I think I made a mistake. But the information I received is different. So I know I had to come up with other things in order to make this work. I was going off of Jazz Muheen's information by shutting everything down, but being in the society, you still have to work. You still have to deal with people and friends around you. So I was in that type of situation where I didn't have a lot of money to just go shut down everything. I had to keep my life going. So that's when I started to seek the knowledge on putting in different meditations, different spiritual practices, finding out how to deal with my chakras, build up the energies. And as I started doing that, I started finding more relief time and time again. Now I'm going to regress a little bit. Before I took the first day, I was a vegan. But I was also in a cycle already of taking a fast once a week to let the system heal. So right there, I've already got stronger on the idea of fasting. But now this wasn't fasting anymore, because in meditation, I was reprogramming the body to feed off of other energies, off of other sources. Get all your vitamins and minerals from the atmosphere itself. So there was a shift that took place on the body right away, and I felt this. And as time went forward, I got stronger and stronger from the first day.
According to Eliatam, the first week is difficult because the body is going through detoxification, and it will undergo some physical changes as it eliminates the years of accumulated toxins.
Now the fourth and fifth and sixth day, those transitions will go through. You just have to hang in there. The pains will come, but you know they're going to leave. A lot of mucus will start coming to the mouth, so the breath will start smelling. So it's best to take some ice or gargle it out for your breath. But at the same time, don't drink nothing or don't eat nothing, at least the first week. Because what happens, as soon as you take something, the detoxification process stops on the physical body. Just by us sitting here right now, not eating or drinking, the body is healing itself. It's already in the detoxifying mode. Because the constitution of the body is to heal itself constantly. So, once you make it to the seventh day of the transition, that's where a lot of heavy toxins have made it out of the body.
After the seventh day, physically, the body would feel a lot better.
There would be another influx of energy that come. You won't be weak dragging like you were throughout the week. There will actually be an influx of energy where you'll feel energetic, like, wow. However, you don't want to just spill that energy or use it because you'll be tempted to, because you still got a long way to go here.
Can you say more about that, the energy?
The way I see what took place was after the old vibrations of the toxicity, the foods you ate, left the body got used to that mode. Of course, the body started healing itself, so now these new influx of energies are taking place in the body. In other words, there's an energy that comes from the intestines. That energy, of course, got higher since more toxicity got out of the intestines. There's the chakras in the body. They'll start spinning more once certain energies have left out. So, of course, the energy in the physical body is going to really pick its vibration up. So you'll feel this influx of energy now mentally, which is a beautiful feeling, mentally, emotionally, and physically. The whole being has picked it up now. But now it's up to you to stick with this transition. There's times that the mind's still going to play these games because, of course, you will see yourself losing weight due to the toxicity that was on the body. All food did was just put mass to the physical body. But it will get to a point where you know breatharianism is working because the weight will level itself off, the energy will pick itself up, you will sleep less. That's how you know your body is feeding off a life force.
Once Ellie Tom had gotten past the first week of detoxification, what other challenges did he have to face as he continued with the transition to become food free? Join us again next Sunday when we continue with Ellie Tom's journey to become a breatharian. We appreciate your elated company on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Good People, Good Works, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. God bless and farewell for now.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.